Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Today we welcome the Seattle-based band Minus the Bear back to the World Cafe. The band has been together for nearly a decade. Their latest album, Omni, was released May 4th and was produced by Joe Ciccarelli, who most recently worked with My Morning Jacket. Their previous full-length disc was Planet Ice, and I started our conversation by asking how quickly after that album they began work on what became Omni.
Started writing pretty much right away.
Yeah, started backing on writing right away. We did like an acoustic EP that came out, and you know, we like reinterpreted some old songs and wrote a new one for that. And then yeah, just really started writing in earnest, you know, that summer of, what was it, 2008?
Mm. Oh, so many years ago.
Yeah. But we were still touring a little bit around there because we just are addicted to touring, so we just keep going and going.
Well, you went into the studio with Joe Ciccarelli, and did you have a mission statement that sort of led you towards him, or did he help you formulate what you wanted to do? How did that work out?
I mean, I think the mission statement was more or less like capturing more live energy, that like capturing energy from the live show. That's something that we haven't really felt like we've been able to accomplish with other previous studio albums. So the one of the main things with Joe was just like making sure that, you know, for him was getting us all playing together and in sync with one another, and then keeping all of those takes as opposed to going back and only keeping the drums and redoing everything else and overdubbing. So all the stuff on the record is live takes of us performing together in the studio.
So there must have been more than a couple of those, right?
Yeah.
Joe had us working pretty hard in there for sure. It was a good experience though. He really gave it to us, made us work our buns off.
Now, how do you respond to that kind of thing? Do people, because when I'm asked to do things two or three times, at a certain point you go, I'm tired. I don't want to do that again. I get tired. You know, was it at all emotional? I'm wondering.
Yeah, I mean, there were times when you just simply disagree, like when Joe and me, or Joe and one of the other guys, Alex perhaps, disagreed on an idea, and like it could get pretty intense or like emotional for sure, especially when it was like me and lyrics. He had me kind of in my place a couple times for sure.
Well, the lyrics on this album are kind of sexy. I would use they're kind of erotic. There's something going on there, and yet at the same time, there's a bit of a more of an it's a real undercurrent for this band, but a real kind of an R&B kind of vibe in certain places in terms of, you know, riffage and stuff. Are those related, do you think?
Absolutely, sure. I think that the influence of the music, because I wrote most of the lyrics, and Alex helped on a few of the songs after the music was completed. And so that influence of the, you know, every time I try to put lyrics that I already have to one of our songs, it never really works out. I need to have the song inform me, tell me a little bit about what it needs. And this record needed a little love, I think.
It definitely got it. It sounds great. Now, I was reading an interview where you were, I guess it was with Alex, and you were talking about what people were kind of listening to while this was going on, and so R&B was certainly a part of it.
Yeah.
But you kind of went around the room to almost everybody in the band, and the band that came up a lot was Steely Dan.
It comes up so much that Aaron and Dave have started counting the amount of times Jake and I mentioned Steely Dan, but
yeah, too.
yeah, that's definitely one I was listening to. I think Jake, you were listening to him at the same time.
Heavily influenced.
But yeah. I mean, that's only a small fraction of the story. We all have vastly different music collections, even though there's definitely overlap. But yeah, R&B, soul, funk.
This record definitely has a lot more of an R&B like groove, and it's just more soulful than I think our other records have been before, whether that's like the tempos or the lyrics or just the pacing or the songs in general, or a combination probably.
Totally agree. I was inspired by the fact that you guys wanted to begin with Into the Mirror, one of my favorites from the album. You can do that one first?
Yeah, of course.
We have a set of music today from Minus the Bear, and enjoy here on the World Cafe. We'll be right back.
Down is what this one's called. This next one's called My Time. We'll be right back.
rolls down your back.
Great version of My Time, finishing up our set today from Minus the Bear. Tunes from Omni, the rhythm section, Aaron Tate on drums, Corey Murchie on the bass, Dave Knutson on guitars, Jake Snyder on guitar and singing, and Alex Rose on keyboards. And I've decided you guys have a very, very healthy ego, although maybe your guitarist's pedal boards are a little large. But Alex, for God's sakes, you're making all that noise on like a 1/3-octave keyboard. I mean, if this were back in the day, you'd be in your little keyboard cockpit. So.
Yeah, well, I kind of want to build a cockpit at some point, but for now, you know, practicality wins out.
Sounds great. These new songs are just sound fabulous. So thank you guys for coming back.
No problem. Thanks for having
us.
It was great.
Minus the Bear, our guests. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.